welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be discussing today?
We are going to be doing predictions around the NFL for the 8 teams, the Vikings, the Packers, the Lions, the Bears, the Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens.
Yep. Sky, you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. I will start off with the, how about the Steelers, AFC North. Oh, and by the way, these are not random teams. They are the AFC North Division and the NFC North Division.
That is right.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I'm going to be starting off with the Steelers. After they lost Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Their offense has gotten weaker, certainly, because of that. And, well, obviously people are going to be wondering if they are a playoff team because they don't have the strongest defense either.
Yeah, that's true. Although they have some pretty good players. After they lost Ryan Shazier, that really weakened their defense. So we'll see if their defense can hold up. They do have some pretty good players. Joe Hayden.
Yeah, they have some good coverage, but they have a few good D linemen, but I think they have like one good linebacker, and then pretty much the rest of their defense is weak. The Steelers are definitely a team known for their offense and not for their defense. And now that they lost the two stars on their offense, well, things might go a little bit rougher for them.
You know, but James Conner, what are your thoughts on James Conner? I mean, he was nobody. Only diehard Steelers fans knew his name. And then he just emerged here, Pro Bowl running back, and he did really well.
Yeah, he did. He was a great substitute for Le'Veon Bell, and, well, we'll see how he continues as a starting running back. But he's a good starting running back for now anyway. But if he gets injured, they, as far as I know, the Steelers don't really have a second string.
Yeah, nobody special.
Yeah, no extra talent on there.
Who do you think is the best running back duo in the NFL right now, Scott?
Gotta be Mark Ingram and Kamara.
Mark Ingram left, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he signed to someone else.
Then I have no idea.
I gotta say Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy of the Bills. Those two?
Matthew, you're biased. Stop.
No, I'm not. You want
biased? Stop.
I have statistics. You're biased.
Stop.
No, I'm not. I have. Can you hear my statistics first?
Fine. Sure. Go ahead.
Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy are of running back duos on the same team ever. They have the most yards combined for running backs on the same team by like 5 to 10,000 yards.
Wait, what?
Yeah, LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore. Frank Gore's number 4 on the all-time rushing yards list.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like 300 yards behind third. And LeSean McCoy is in the top 20 as well.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, maybe they are the best rushing duo in the NFL.
Maybe not currently. Because, like, those statistics, though, at the same time, I see where you're going with maybe they aren't because those statistics are, you know, older.
They're old now. They're not going to be as fast, quick, strong as they used to be.
Absolutely not. Come age, come wisdom, goodbye strength, as they say.
Come age, come wisdom, goodbye athleticism.
Yeah. You know, Frank Gore, though, he's the oldest running back in the league, and holy cow, he is insane. I mean, he's 35 years old right now.
He's still really good.
He is. That's the thing.
A very good running back, and the Bills needed him. Well, I mean, he wasn't number one on their trading list, but he was still a good pick for them.
I agree, and him and LeSean McCoy actually work out during the off season together because they're really good friends, and their kids are friends as well.
Since when? Frank Gore played for the Dolphins, and Shady played for the Bills.
Well, he played for the Colts for a while, and they're just, you know, friends. When you're a Pro Bowl All-Pro player in the NFL, future Hall of Famers, you know, you make friends.
Yeah, you probably do. Should we move on to the next team now?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on, one more thing. Do you think they're going to be a playoff team?
Oh, yeah, we got to ask this question for every team. with a division that the toughest, most competitive division in football over the past decade, other than the Browns. No, the Steelers are not going to, because you have two young quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield and the Browns, and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
You don't believe in Big Ben? I mean, he's better than both of them. He's a veteran. He knows the game.
I agree. But with a young core around you, and the Browns have room to build. They have a few big contracts, OBJ, and a few others. They still, a lot of their, I think I said this in the last episode, a lot of their players are on, sit still on their rookie deals.
Yeah, like Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, Antonio Callaway.
Steelers lost AB, but they still got Juju.
They do.
As far as I know, they have some decent other wide receivers.
Yeah, James Washington, he's a pretty good receiver.
Yeah.
What is your record prediction for the Steelers?
8-8 or 9-7.
8-8 or 9-7. Uh-huh. I'm going to say 7-9.
Oof. Wow. At least I gave them a possibility of a winning record. Matthew, don't underestimate Juju.
I'm not underestimating Juju. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's an amazing receiver. Anyways, on to the topic of the Browns. Like I said earlier, I've said this a lot already. Young players, rookie contracts, they have so much room to grow and expand. They have Baker Mayfield, who has the most touchdown passes in a rookie season ever in NFL history. They have an amazing receiver combo in Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. They have an amazing running back in Nick Chubb.
Not as amazing as the receiver combo, AB and Juju, which is now broken up, sadly.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Because this is also why, and I've said this a lot last year, even though we weren't podcasting last year, you might have heard me say this to you. The reason they got Jarvis Landry from the Dolphins last year is because they have a rookie that he can dump off, he can throw short, that's kind of his strong suit, his accurate passing. So Baker Mayfield dumps off to Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry is a short pass, catch and run, juke out a bunch of people receiver. That's the kind of receiver that he is. So this is why I think they're an amazing duo. And then Odell Beckham is the guy that you can trust to just lob it up in the air and he'll come down with the catch. And then you also have a very solid running back who has the longest run in Browns history, Nick Chubb. And he's just amazing, a stud. Second-round draft pick 2018. I think he's going to be amazing. I'm hoping he'll make the Pro Bowl within the next 2 years. That's my prediction. So what do you think about the Browns, guy?
I think they definitely have the possibility to be a playoff team. They clearly have a strong offense, very good running back, very good receivers, as you said, and the best rookie quarterback in the league. Their defense, though, not the best. Not the best. They'll have to work on that if they're going to be a playoff team.
I don't know. I beg to differ. Who's the defensive end that they drafted in 2017? Well, who was that?
I had him in Madden 19. He was in Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, yes. They have Myles Garrett. They have – why do I not know Browns players? I really should be watching the preseason game.
The only people that know Browns players are Browns fans.
Yeah, diehard ones, not bandwagon ones.
Yeah. Well, at least for the defense anyways. Everybody knows their offense.
Yeah. But their defense, they have the cornerback they drafted in 2018 with like the fifth pick. You're going to have to help me here.
Matthew, you know more about this stuff than I do.
That's true. I don't remember. This is such a professional podcast.
It is.
They drafted a cornerback this year. They have, they don't have Jabril Peppers anymore. I know nothing about the Browns defense, so we're just going to skip that topic. Yeah. I think the Browns are going to go 10-6.
10-6 or 11-5? 11-5.
All right, so can we...
I think they can make the playoffs.
I think 10-6 make the playoffs. I think they're going to win the division, but it's going to be close between them and the Ravens.
Ravens, really? Oh, well, I guess that'll be our next team. The Ravens. I mean, Lamar Jackson, great scrambler.
Can he throw, though?
Not as well as he can scramble. He's like Josh Allen.
So Josh Allen actually can throw.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is, yeah. I don't actually know. I think Lamar Jackson would be faster than Josh Allen. And there's a lot of players at transfer positions. If you remember last year for the Bills, tight end Logan Thomas. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
He didn't start. He was drafted as a quarterback.
Julian Edelman played quarterback in high school, and he was very good at it. But he was drafted as a receiver.
I think he played quarterback in college, didn't he, as well?
Oh, that's what I meant, college, yeah.
I mean, probably high school, too.
Yeah.
Well, in high school, like, a lot of good players play offense and defense.
Yeah, yeah. But the Ravens. Lamar Jackson has first thing to himself now that Joe Flacco has been traded to the Broncos.
Yep.
Really doesn't have a lot of receivers to throw to, though. I mean, Michael Crabtree, he's very good. Will Snead.
Yeah, Will Snead the fifth.
Yes.
He's okay. Also, they drafted somebody. I forget his name, but he was like the fastest receiver in the draft. So him and Lamar Jackson are scary.
Not as scary as Tyreek Hill and Pat Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, Tyreek Hill, the NFL didn't issue a suspension to him.
Tyreek Hill did something? I thought that was Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara.
Oh, Kareem Hunt did something, but...
I know that.
Yeah, he abused a lot of people, specifically his girlfriend and his child.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's really not. So, anyways.
Ravens, Lamar Jackson, this fast dude you're talking about, that seems scary. What about their rushing offense?
Well, they have undrafted rookie free agent, 2018 draft class, Gus Edwards. He could emerge. He was starting a lot, taking the starting role. They have Alex Collins, I believe.
As far as I know, they do.
I think that what they have, they don't have any amazing running backs, but they have a solid running back core that could work really well if Lamar Jackson decides to run, him and his offense decide to run the pistol. But with his receivers and his running backs and him, I think they could run the pistol.
Maybe.
It's up to the Ravens.
It's up to the coach, yeah. What about their defense? We haven't talked about that.
I think they're solid, but nothing crazy. Oh, yeah, no, they signed a bunch of Seahawks players, but then they lost a bunch of players.
Okay, yes, they got Earl Thomas. That's pretty scary. And
they got a Seahawks linebacker, Bobby Wagner, I think.
They got Bobby Wagner? Okay,
I think.
Ravens are stacked.
Or it might have been a different one. I don't really remember.
Okay. But still, Earl Thomas, he's pretty scary. And if they did get Bobby Wagner, that's even scarier. If they do have Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas, I know they have Earl Thomas, but I'll give them 10-6.
10-6? Okay. I think it depends on how they utilize Lamar Jackson because he can be utilized well. But at the same time, I don't know, because there's a lot of, you know, ways that he could not be used correctly, or just he could just end up not playing well, having a pretty good rookie season, and then just not playing well. But I doubt it.
It happens.
I'm going to say 9-7, wild card finish, second to the Browns.
Yeah, that could happen too. Next team, Bengals. So they still have A.J. Green, am I correct?
Yes.
Still have Joe Mixon. So those are two very, very scary players. Andy Dalton, solid quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
No, he's a solid quarterback. He's.
But they have a new head coach, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, then that changes things up a bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, Andy Dalton, solid quarterback. He's got one of the best receivers in the league, A.J. Green. Joe Mixon, they can run the ball very, very well. Decent line to protect them, you know. But I don't really know a lot about their other receivers. Oh, what's his name? What's his face? Something Elfert.
Tyler Eifert.
Tyler Eifert. Okay, yeah.
He's a tight end. I was about to talk about him.
Very scary tight end, too.
Yeah, he's extremely talented. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. But they don't have a good backup because the Bills signed Tyler Kroft, their backup tight end.
Yeah.
And Tyler Eifert is kind of injury prone. He's had quite a few injuries.
Mm-hmm. True. But, yeah, no, he's still a very good tight end. AJ Green's getting old, though. I mean, how long is he going to be able to play? How much longer can
he was drafted in, like, 2014. But he has had a lot of injuries. You're right.
Yeah.
I get where you're going.
Okay, so he's 27. He's getting there. He's getting there.
He's had injuries, though.
Yeah, still got a couple years left. And the Bengals don't really have any other huge playmaking wide receivers, do they?
Not really.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I mean,
yeah.
They don't have the best defense either.
No.
They pretty much rely on their one running back, their one receiver, and their one tight end. So I'll give the Bengals 6-10.
Okay. You gave them the same as I would, 6-10.
Yeah. I mean, they just don't have a solid team, you know?
No, they don't have what it takes. Maybe in the future, I think step one is going to be to place Andy Dalton. Maybe next year, in next year's draft class. Next year has a nice quarterback draft class, so maybe next year.
They got to work on their defense, though. Very, very weak.
I agree. They do have the defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah, Geno Atkins.
Geno Atkins, but that's about it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Geno Atkins is scary. He can rip apart an O-line pretty much by himself. Apart from him, very weak defense. And apart from those really three playmakers and that good, solid quarterback.
I don't know about good and solid. No. On Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's a solid quarterback.
I think step one, two.
Matthew, give credit to him. He got the Bills into the playoffs.
I know. That was against the 2018 Ravens. Joe Flacco was starting.
Care. He got the Bills into the playoffs. Give him credit.
Okay.
It's good.
Credit to Andy Dalton. But if the Bengals want to start winning and doing well, making playoffs, you know, becoming a powerhouse in the NFL, the first step is to replace Andy Dalton.
No.
And I'm gonna say it. Here, wait. This is history. The first hot take of this podcast. The Bengals need, the first thing they need to do is to replace Andy Dalton.
Oh.
That's just my opinion. You can have other opinions. My opinion is that's the first thing they need to do.
You have a bad opinion.
So next, I think we're going to do the Vikings.
See, Vikings, all right.
So here's what I have to say about the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is not a starting quarterback on any terms. I think they have best receiver duo in the NFL right now.
No. Beckham and Landry, best current duo.
You know, I honestly think, no, I think that it's Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen.
No,
And plus, okay.
I think Stephon Diggs a little bit overrated.
I agree. I think it's because of against the Saints.
Madden boosted his rating so much after that crazy, crazy playoff play. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. That was legendary.
Diggs jumps up, catches that ball, runs for the touchdown. Yeah, his rating just got boosted after that play. He's really not all that. He's a solid receiver, but he's not one of the best.
Okay. So, but then they also have Kyle Rudolph at tight end, and I don't actually know who their offensive line is. Like, I can't name them. Yeah. But I know that they have some good offensive line players.
They also have some good running backs as well.
Decent. Not good, decent.
No, I'd say good.
Okay. You know, it's kind of in the middle there. It's all opinion. Statistics show decent to good. Decent to good. But next, to their defense.
I'd agree with you that they are going to rely on their passing game.
Yeah. But Kirk Cousins, I don't think he's a long-term solution.
True.
I also don't see the Vikings drafting a quarterback, though. Because they signed him to this tens of millions of dollars deal.
Kirk Cousins? Really? What happened to Case Keenum?
Broncos. Remember?
Yeah, well, I know where he went, but why?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty bad.
Under their defense, though.
They got Harrison Smith, or Smith-Harrison, whatever his name is.
Harrison Smith, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Very, very great safety.
They have Anthony Barr, known to the NFL as Pro Bowl linebacker, known to the Bills as hurdle victim.
Oh, okay, nice.
But he's actually a very good linebacker.
Josh Allen's just like, but that was very beautiful.
Please don't copyright
us. Xavier Rhodes, very good. Defensive back.
Yes, he's one of the best, if not the best, defensive back in the NFL.
I'm not going to give him the best.
I'm not going to give him the best, but he's all-pro, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He's easily an all-pro, whether it be first or second team, he's an all-pro for me.
Yeah. They also have Griffin, defensive lineman, very, very scary, very big man.
And you only know he's Griffin because in Madden it doesn't show their first names.
Well, I know him from Madden Mobile. And it does show their first name, so I forgot it.
Oh, okay. What do you think is their record going to be?
11-5 or 12-4.
Give me one number.
12-4.
Okay. You're going to be like screaming at the mic.
Oh, no.
6-10. Because Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
I'm being really mean to quarterbacks today, but Kirk Cousins is not going to be, he's not going to work.
No, I mean, yeah, he's definitely not a long-term replacement for Case Keenum.
Or anybody.
True. But I think he can hold them. I think he can hold them down for a season. Actually, wouldn't this be his second season with them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, the Vikings were still a playoff team last year with him.
Well, they didn't go to the playoffs.
Yes, they did.
No, the Bears won the NFC North.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
And the wild card teams were Philly and Seattle.
Are you sure?
I'm certain because the Cowboys won the NFC East and the NFC West, the Rams won.
But yeah, then I'm thinking of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Stephon Diggs made that insane play. When he still
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
10-6. I'll say 10-6. Kirk Cousins is going to ruin it for them.
Okay. Because you're thinking of last year, you're not going to get roasted, okay?
Okay. Actually, 2 years ago. Wrong.
Oh, yeah. You weren't thinking of... Now I'm getting roasted. Okay, you want to do our next team?
Yeah, sure. The Bears.
Ooh, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears.
The Bears, the Bears, the Bears. They have proven they have an extremely, extremely scary defense and offense. I mean, against the Bills, they had what? Three?
It doesn't matter. That was Nathan Peterman. You can't compare Nathan Peterman to anything.
Nathan Peterman actually had a good game. It was his receiver's fault. He passed to some of his receivers. I remember this one play. He made a good pass to one of his receivers. His receiver dropped it. It popped up, and then it got picked. That was not Nathan Peterman's fault. And then it happened again. He actually had a good game, okay? He actually had a good game. Stop hating on him for that.
Not statistic-wise, but if we have time later this episode or another episode, I have a whole segment ready on Nathan Peterman and how bad he is, like completely.
Matthew, come on. I mean, I know it's Peterman, but you don't got to hate on the Bills like that.
No, I'm not hating on the Bills, and also you're biased. These are not how bad he is. But this is not an opinion. This is statistics that I'm going to share.
Okay, true.
Maybe in another episode.
But anyway.
Bears.
What's his name? Tyler Gabriel or Taylor Gabriel or something?
Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah.
Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah. He's very good wide receiver. I think they also have another like two or three or one or two good wide receivers as well. They traded away the running back, didn't they? To the Eagles? Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Jordan Howard. We talked about that last episode.
Yes, we did.
Which we published on Monday, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was a good running back. And they have Trey Burton. Trey Burton, very good tight end. Mitch Trubisky, he did well, very well for the Bears.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he can definitely take them to the playoffs again, especially.
In his second year, yes. And can I just talk about Khalil Mack for a minute?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Khalil Mack. He is big man. Very scary. Definitely one of the best linebackers or defensive D linemen, whatever he is, in the league. I'd say only to J.J. Watt and Von Miller. Third to J.J. Watt and Von
Miller. Oh, my God, Scott. Okay, so I think that the trade with the Raiders is the best trade in this decade.
What did the Bears give them again? Probably not.
First round 2009 pick, third or 2019 pick, third round 2019 pick, first round 2020. They gave him a lot. But you know what cracks me up?
Yeah, no, they should have. Raiders should have Khalil Mack.
The Raiders, with the draft pick that the Raiders got from the Bears, they drafted a running back. They traded Khalil Mack for a running back, pretty much.
The Raiders did?
Yeah, pretty much. Because they drafted a running back with the pick that Khalil Mack was traded for.
Oh, my God. That's not even. What? I mean, that's not that bad. Wait, how is that so bad?
Well, you don't want to trade one of the best defensive players in the NFL, and you get a rookie running back.
Well, I mean, but Marshawn Lynch is getting old, you know? They need another guy.
He retired.
Marshawn Lynch is retired, you know? They need another guy.
True that.
Did he retire last year?
Yeah, I think at the end of last year.
Okay.
I think because he got like injured like halfway through the season.
Oh, okay.
Sad because Marshawn Lynch. Oh my gosh, the beast quake.
I mean, yeah, he was a good running back. But now that he's retired, I can see why the Raiders drafted another running back.
Yeah, because their running back core is pretty weak.
It is.
Yeah, do you want to finish up the Bears defense and give us their predictions?
The Bears defense. Oh God, that's very scary. They have great coverage, great linebacker slash defensive lineman. I don't even know what he plays anymore. Left outside linebacker, and I've seen the end. Which one is it?
So, here, let me tell you. He's an edge defender because the Raiders ran a 3-4. He played linebacker, and then he played on the edge of the lines. So he was blitzing for the most part, but he played edge rusher. I wouldn't call him a linebacker or a defensive end. He's an edge rusher.
He's like J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Whereas like Jadeveon Clowney, he's a defensive end.
Okay, well then he's like Von Miller.
Kind of. Von Miller does a little bit more coverage though.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Did you know that last season Von Miller became the Broncos' all-time sack leader with 98 sacks?
That's insane. Oh, anyway, now that we're on the topic of the Broncos, you do realize their two quarterbacks are Joe Flacco and Case Keenum?
I don't think they even have Case Keenum anymore. I think they might have ditched him away just to save a little bit of money. They still had to pay him a lot, though.
Keenum and Joe Flacco, if they still have them, those are two very solid quarterbacks. Not very solid, but they're two solid quarterbacks.
Yes, very solid.
Yeah, shut up. It's the same thing as saying very good. It's just very solid.
Yeah. So, what is your record prediction?
13-3 or 12-4.
Give me one number, please.
12-4.
Okay. I'm going to say breakout year. They only improved from last year other than Jordan Howard. I have to give them the big boy 13-3.
Okay.
And they clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Okay. Wow.
It's pretty bold.
I'd say 12-4, and they clinch home field advantage.
Yeah, so I'm going to go next. Are you done?
Oh, yeah, sure. Packers?
Yes, awesome. Yep, you guessed it. I didn't tell you beforehand. Didn't happen. Definitely not. I'm going to do the Packers. I think that Aaron Rodgers, I don't care how old he is still solid. First, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for a little bit. He is so underrated because people are like, oh, he's not as good as Tom Brady. Because I don't know if that's true or not. But if Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady swapped places, who do you think would be the better quarterback? Or if Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers both had the same exact team around them, who would be the better quarterback in a year? If the Patriots team from last year?
Brady? Yeah. I mean, statistics show, opinions show. Well, not opinions, but because there are a lot of haters. Especially they hate the Patriots.
No, I argue with the statistics part.
I respect Brady. He's an amazing quarterback.
Yes, but I argue with the statistics part because he has receivers around him, good receivers around him. Aaron Rodgers does not have an amazing team around him. He hasn't. His head coach was fired halfway through the season last year. Mike McCarthy. It's just a mess. There have been a mess for a while now. For the past like 5 years, they've been a hot mess, and that's pretty much since you've been watching football, you and me, for the most part, like really been intent on it.
I say they've been a mess for the past two.
All right, but they haven't been good for the past 5 years.
After they lost Eddie Lacy,
oof,
and Jordy Nelson, oof, their offense just fell apart.
Not as much as the Raiders.
True. Raiders just traded away all their best players. You know what? That was just a stupid decision on the head coach's part.
Yeah,
but Packers definitely messed up their team too. Traded away their best receiver.
I don't agree with that. He's their best receiver. Their best receiver is Davante Adams.
Well, yeah, now it is that Jordy Nelson left.
No, he was.
Oh, I'd say Jordy Nelson was better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the statistics behind that, but I'm going to look them up and send them to you. We'll find out from 2 years ago when they were both on the team.
I just realized the Raiders are going to have some powerhouse receivers. They have Jordy Nelson, Antonio Brown, and Dez Bryant.
They signed Dez Bryant?
Yep.
Oh, dang.
They took Dez Bryant from the Steelers. They took Dez Bryant and Antonio Brown.
From the Steelers? He was on the Cowboys and then the Saints.
Bryant? No, he wasn't. He was on the Steelers.
You're thinking of somebody else.
Oh, I'm thinking of Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, Dez Bryant was on the Saints. He's the dude that stores Achilles tendon in practice.
The Raiders didn't take Dez Bryant. They took Martavius Bryant.
Yeah.
They stole him from the Steelers.
Dez Bryant has never been on the Steelers.
Yeah, I was thinking the same last name. You know what?
It is. You know what I'm saying?
They're basically the same person, you know? Anyway, yeah. Enough about the Raiders. No one cares about them.
Until we're covering the West.
I just realized they actually have a good offense.
Other than...
They had a terrible, terrible, terrible defense.
Other than running back. Running back is questionable. And...
Marshawn Lynch was good.
No, but now.
Well, now?
Because rookie. And then quarterback is... I know you're saying, oh, he's good. He's good. He did not play very well last year. And he's had a pretty good team around him. And under John Gruden, no, I don't think he's going to be good. Now, the worst part about the Raiders is the coaching staff and the scouting personnel. Did you know that 3 days, right before the draft, 3 days before the draft, John Gruden fired the whole scouting personnel?
What?
Yeah, because they didn't know who to trust, quote unquote.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
It kind of is.
But anyway, weren't we talking about the Packers?
Yes. So the Packers offense, I think, is really good. David Bakhtiari is super good. Aaron Rodgers is good. They have decent running backs. They have good receivers. Their offense is good.
They have an amazing quarterback, and they have a great receiver. And I don't know about other receivers.
I think they have other good receivers. I just can't name them. And then they have David Bakhtiari on the O-line.
That rings a bell.
He was in the summer thing in Madden Mobile 18.
That does not ring a bell.
Okay. Well, remember the thing with fireworks?
Yeah, the July 4th event?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, their defense. Clay Matthews, he was amazing, but then he got worse.
I don't know. I think he's still good. He just had, like, a peak in his rookie years and leading up. I think he just slumped last year.
He's out of his prime.
I wouldn't say that he's out of his prime. I'd say that he just slumped. He had a little slump.
Matthew, slumping is the definition of getting out of your prime.
No, because you get back in it. A slump is when you're, you know, out of it for a little bit, and then you're back into the flow. I sound like a hippie. You know, slumping is like, you know, getting into the flow, dude. Peace, bro.
Yeah. Okay. But Packers.
Ignores my hippie voice completely.
Yeah. Oh, we also have the safety, Jamal Adams.
He's on the Jets.
Oh, I was thinking of a different guy.
Yeah, I know that they have a good safety, though. Like, decent.
Oh, my God.
Their cornerbacks don't stand out to me. I think we're ready. Oh, what is your prediction for them?
I mean, they have some great players, but I don't think the chemistry is there. Last year, they didn't do very well, so this year, I'm going to give them 6-10.
I agree with you. Last year, they didn't do very well, but they have an extremely tough division. Vikings and Bears, that's a hard division.
True.
So, yeah, I'm going to give them 8-8. They don't make the playoffs, though. But they're ready for next year. So 8-8 is my prediction. Now, you want to do our last team?
Lions. Matt Stafford. So, apparently, he plays great against good quarterbacks. I mean, last season, the Lions lost to some mediocre teams. But then they tied or beat the Patriots. And they tied or they were close to the Patriots. I think... and then they were close to beating another very good team. But Matthew Stafford, he performs mediocrely against mediocre quarterbacks, but he just turns on against the all-stars. Like Brady turned on against Brady, and he turned on against another all-star.
Who?
I can't remember which team.
Okay. See, here's my thing. This is obviously not the reason. It's probably just coincidence. But... He's like, oh, these young trash quarterbacks, mediocre, I can beat them easy. And then he's just like, oh, I didn't think those teams were going to be that good. And then these good ones, he's like, wow, they're so good. I'm being, like, idolized. I'm my heroes of my childhood and starstruck, kind of. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, they're good. I can be that good, too, if they got that good.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yes, I will be good. It's probably not. That's probably just, like, a motivation for, like, youth quarterbacks.
They traded away Golden Tate. I mean.
But he had 1 year left on his deal, and they weren't going to re-sign him.
But why? He's a great wide receiver.
I mean, they weren't going to re-sign him because they didn't have enough money.
Eagles, who have Aguilar, Jeffrey, and another really good dude. The Eagles have, like, some powerhouse receivers, and they have Zach Ertz. And Golden Tate went to the Giants, not the Eagles.
Well, he did go to the Eagles for half the season. Then nobody re-signed him, and then the Giants did because they had a lot of money because they didn't have to pay for OBJ.
Again. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I was right. He did go to the Eagles, and then he went to the Giants because the Giants got rid of Odell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Lions, they're definitely not going to make it to the playoffs. Definitely not. I feel like they have a really good tight end for some reason.
I don't know. Let's talk about their defense.
At first I thought of Ebron, but then I remembered he plays for the Colts, not the Lions, silly goose. Yeah, I feel like they have a good tight end for some reason.
Oh, yeah, they drafted TJ Hockenson in the draft.
I don't know who that is.
The rookie tight end, he was the first tight end picked, and he is a stud.
Okay. But their defense kind of sucks.
That is true.
Their offense also sucks.
No, but Darius Slay, though.
Besides Slay, their whole team sucks.
They have, on defense, I feel like they have some good players on the D-line.
They have, like, one defensive tackle that's good, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't really know.
They have one really good defensive tackle, and that's it. The other guys are decent.
Pretty much. Sky, what is your predictions for the Lions?
5-11 or 6-10.
Can I have a real number?
5-11.
Okay. I think I'm going to agree with you. 5-11. Yeah, I think that's what they finished last year. So that's our last team. Do you have any last-minute notes or anything you want to say? Any more stories that you got?
No.
No, not really.
Matthew Stafford is not playing up to par for the Lions, unless, of course, you count like all-star games he played. But, yeah, he's just not a consistent quarterback.
No, I think he's actually really good. He has a really strong arm, veteran, and he has the longest current streak of consecutive games played and started in where he hasn't, like, set out from injury.
Oh, wow. But he's still not a very good quarterback. I mean, he's decent.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Not consistent.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe with new receivers, maybe. He might be better. I think with TJ Hockenson, him and TJ Hockenson could have a connection.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. And if you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating. Thank you so much for listening. We're signing off for now. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Sky.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Wait, we won't see you, but you'll hear us.
Yep, you'll hear us in the next episode.